Ever wonder why foods that are so bad for you, such as fat-laced potato chips and french fries, taste so good? It turns out they follow the same pleasure-inducing biochemical pathways through the body as marijuana does, encouraging people to keep eating even when they know they should stop. There used to be an old television commercial in the United States that boasted a certain brand of potato chip tasted so good you could never eat just one. It turns out there's a biological reason for that. Daniela Piamelli is a professor of pharmacology and biological chemistry at the University of California, Irvine, and director of the Center for Drug Discovery and Development in Genoa, Italy. He says fat is an important component of healthy human cell membranes, and high-fat foods, which are rare in the wild, were prized by early humans as a rich source of energy. As a result, Piamelli says, humans developed a biological preference for fatty foods.
The mechanisms that have evolved to make us make animals eat as much fat as possible now are turning against us, because now fat is everywhere. We have fat in our refrigerators, in our cabinets, in the kitchen, and it's very easy for us to eat too much of it because of this long evolution that has taught us that it's rare and hard to find.
Piamelli and colleagues have discovered a biological pathway that encouraged ancient humans to eat large quantities of the scarce nutrient whenever they found it for survival. Today, eating fat still provides feelings of pleasure and satisfaction, similar to the high people get when smoking marijuana. Piamelli says when fatty foods are swallowed and they hit the upper digestive tract, they trigger production of endocannabinoids. That's the same class of feel-good chemicals that marijuana or cannabis stimulate in the brain. Endocannabinoids in the gut send a surge of cell signaling to the brain, which shoots a message back telling the body to keep eating. Piamelli and colleagues discovered the fat pathway in research with rats.
We give them oil in just a suspension of oil. It's basically an emulsion of oily water. They love that.
Piamelli says the rats didn't like the sugar water or water laced with protein as much. He says the animals continued to consume the oily water until they were full, which is the body's natural signal to stop eating. But since fats contain more calories than carbohydrates or proteins combined, waiting for satiety or fullness is not necessarily the best strategy to limit consumption of fatty foods. Piamelli says researchers are interested in developing drugs that target endocannabinoids in the digestive tract to help people with their fatty food cravings.
When some people, when they eat fat, they eat it in large amounts, for example, a pint of ice cream or a whole bag of potato chips. And hopefully, by using this type of medications, we can decrease overweight and obesity.
An article on the discovery of a biological mechanism that rewards consumption of fatty foods is published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Jessica Berman.